Ress, a sheet if he's got one. We might get known companions. We need to get the descriptions out now. Add the names when and if. I want these assholes picked up quick and fast.
Eve watched her former aide and current partner gain confidence as she went.
We need the sweepers here. These dickheads probably left prints and trace everywhere. We'll see what we've got on security before they jammed it. Leave the rest to EDD.
Peabody, dark hair pulled back from her square face in a short, bouncy tail, looked down at the body.
Better do the numbers. Confirm his ID.
On that, Eve said. And Peabody blinked again.
Really?
You're primary.
Long legs braced, Eve read off the screen of her PPC. Lo, Brewster, a.k.a. Skid, Caucasian, age 23. No current address. Last known on Avenue B, his mother's place. Got a sheet and an unsealed juvie record. Illegals possession, malicious mischief, shoplifting, destruction of private property, vehicle boosting, blah, blah.
Cross-reference, fart done.
You're not the only one who can work one of these things, Eve reminded her. Cross-referencing arrests nets us Leon Slatter, a.k.a. Slash, mixed-race male, age 22, and Jimmy K. Rogan, a.k.a. Smash, black male, age 23, as known companions most probable to be involved.
That's really good. Addresses?
Slatter's got one, on West 4th.
Excellent. Officer, take the data from the lieutenant. I want these three individuals picked up. My partner and I will aid in the search when we're done here, but let's get this going.
You got it.
I'll take the wit, Peabody told Eve. You take the wife.
Okay.
You're primary. Got it. Thanks, Dallas.
It was a hell of a thing to be thanked for passing on a dead body, Eve thought, as she crouched to confirm the ID with her pad. But they were murder cops, after all. She spent another few minutes examining the body, the bruising on the temple, the arms. She had no doubt the ME would confirm none of them had been fatal. But the homemade electronic jammer pushed into the chest had most likely given Ochi a jolt that had stopped his 83-year-old heart. She stood, took another look around at the useless destruction. They'd run a nice place from what she could see. The floors, the window, the counter sparkled clean under the spilled drinks, the spatter of blood. The stock that hadn't been dumped or smashed sat tidily shelved. 50 years, the first on scene had said, she thought. Running a business, providing a service, living a life. Until a trio of fuckheads decide to destroy it for a bunch of candy bars and soy chips. After a dozen years as a cop, nothing human beings did to other human beings surprised her. But the waste and carelessness of it still pissed her off. She walked into the back, into the small combination office and storeroom. The medical tech was packing up his gear.
You really should let us take you in, Mrs. Ochi.
The woman shook her head.
My children, my grandchildren are coming. I'm waiting for my children.
After they get here, you need to go into the health center. Get looked over. His tone, kind and soft, matched the hand he laid gently on her arm.
Okay? I'm real sorry, ma'am.
Thank you.
She shifted her eyes, a blazing green in a face lined with time, marred by bruises, and met Eve's.
They killed Charlie, she said simply.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry for your loss.
Everyone is. The three who killed him, they'll be sorry too. If I could, I'd make them sorry with my own hands.
We'll take care of that for you. I'm Lieutenant Dallas.